Blog Talk Radio.
I let a bitch get away with something last night. I shouldn't have let her get away with it.
And I'm saying, if you trying to make having bitches a business, you already fucked.
You're listening to your number one radio station.
Rosebud Bitter Dough.
Too crazy.
Are you a Macaholic? Spitting game to a lady. Will you take a grip tonight? Can you keep a loose one, baby? Even if it takes all night.
God damn it, I'm on. Hey, Sean, you can hear me, right?
100%. You loud and clear.
All right, God damn it. Man, do I have a show for you motherfuckers today. You know, things be happening to an OG like me. You know what I'm saying? But, man, you know, enough of that bullshit. This is real what we're going to talk about. Because I experience so many things when I'm out. You know, first and foremost, you know me, I ain't shame. I don't dye my beard black because I got gray hair. So I ain't trying to, you know, pretend to be a young guy. So you understand, I'm straight up when I tell you this, man. But motherfuckers straight respect that shit. They respect it. Women, now, I'm not saying they don't respect a person that have their beard dyed or their gray covered. What I'm saying is, what's real is what's real. Now, most women with the push-up bras and the fake booties and the big eyebrows and the eyelashes drawn on, now, them motherfuckers might really go for that doggone gray, covered, dyeing your hair, you're gray. But the real women, I don't even know if you guys know what real women are. You guys got to understand some shit. Real women, real men. Let's take the man. When the man get up in the morning, he get up, yawn, whatever. Thank God for being able to see another day. Get up, go brush his goddamn teeth, wash his face, that shit, take a shower, all that kind of shit. And then he comb his hair, put his goddamn clothes on, and then he head out to work. That's what a man do. Now, when it comes to going out, because he want to meet or he going to meet this woman, he basically do the same thing, except his clothes, his dress may change. He may wear some more date-appropriate clothes, whereas work, he goes to work in his work-appropriate clothes. Now, women, real women, they get up in the morning, they yawn, they thank God for being able to see another day. Then they go brush their teeth, and they not only wash their face, they cleanse it with whatever ointment or whatever they didn't doggone felt make their skin look better. Then, instead of them putting on their clothes and getting ready to go to work, they draw their eyebrows. Then, they put some fake lashes on and they eyeline their eyes to look a certain way. Then they doggone put this makeup on to make their cheeks and stuff look a certain way. And then they put lipstick on and they put the eye, whatever you contacts in, that change their color of their eyes. And then they actually look at themselves and say, okay, it's time to get dressed. So now they're getting dressed. They don't like their titties. So they buy a bra that changed how their titties look. Now they got this girdle to pull in the extra fat they got, and then they got a fake booty. They got high heels because they think they too short. They got a wig on because they think their hair ain't cool. And then when they look in the mirror, they see them. They see themselves. They're ready to go to work. They go out to work. Now, when they get ready to go on a date, they do the same thing, just as a man. The only difference is the woman, the man too, they both say, man, the man say, I want to catch me a real bitch. And the woman say, man, I want to catch me a real man. And when they look at themselves at daytime, when he look in the mirror and he say, man, I want to catch me a real woman, the motherfucking woman looks and says, I want to catch a real man, never acknowledging how fake she is. Somebody, come on. Let me hear what you got to say on this, man. I don't want to just be the only one talking. I mean, you got to understand. Women say they want a real man. They say that. How come you can't get a real woman? Let's say you went for the dressed-up woman look, woo-woo. And you go in there and it's time for sex. You ain't really tripping. So you go on and you have sex or whatever. But you notice a whole bunch of shit ain't like it looked. I mean, the gut all out, the titties sagging, her fucking eyes ain't green. Motherfucking cheeks don't look like, bitch ain't got no hair that look like that. Now, I don't really care if that's the case, if that's how the bitch want to, you know, roll. What I don't like is when that bitch say she want a real man. And she ain't presenting a real bitch to the man. Come on, man. You guys are killing me with this silence. This is real shit I'm talking about. This is what I want to do. But shit, unless I talk about merry-go-rounds and fucking circuses and shit, you motherfuckers don't want to talk. Man, you know you be looking at them bitches. You know you done took a bitch out that looked one way, and when she woke up the next morning, looked a whole nother way. The only way, only thing different about the way you look in the morning is your hair might not be combed. Everything else is just like it was when you went to bed. Because we don't confuse being real with some bullshit, some motherfucking bitch talking. Or at least I suggest we don't do that. What I'm saying is that I want to talk about tonight a belief system. Not a belief system, but belief systems. What the fuck are they for? Is it important to have a belief system? Is it important to have something that you believe in that's going to guide you along the way of your life? I think it is. So I'm going to talk about it. But most of us, most of you that's listening to me is actually listening to this in regards to something you think or won't with concerning women. So my conversation as far as belief systems today or tonight is going to be concerning women. But it's going to be about belief systems. So therefore, I had to explain some shit. That's why I explained that first part. Women walk out the door faking. And they want to get you caught up in being real. So let's go. This is what I'm talking about. See, you know, there's a lot of damn obstacles in our way. So what we finna, you know, talk about, I might be talking about for the next four or five goddamn discussions. Because I done told you that I do not believe in making you do something that is self-helping. I just don't believe in it. If you hear something and you got questions, fine. Even though I ain't answering them. What I'm saying is this. If you got questions, go find the answers. Then let's talk about what you found. I'm not going to help you go find what you're looking for. So, I believe, and it's part of my belief system, that if you want it, you have to go get it. Now, the shit we finna talk about right now is just important. You know, you got to understand change. And you got to understand the importance change holds for each one of us. It's essential for you motherfuckers out there who are not fully seeing the light when it comes to manhood. It's essential for you to listen to what the hell we going to talk about. Now, a belief system. I know every one of you, I know what a belief system is. Yeah, okay. I know you do. And if I asked one of you to fucking push one, I'd be waiting till I got a shave in the morning. Because you motherfuckers ain't going to push shit. But you certainly will tell yourself you know what a belief system is. You will certainly argue me down if that was the case that you know. But if you knew, you would have been impressed one. And I would have someone to discuss this with. But since none of you motherfuckers care about where you at in your life, you just want to keep breathing. A belief system is a set of principles or tenets. Tenets are rules that you live by, which together, these principles and tenets form a basis, most times it's of a religion or philosophy or even a moral code. A belief system is something that you rely on to keep you going straight ahead. Now, we're going to talk about the belief system you have when it comes to women. Damn, I remember when I decided to change from that pimp mentality that I had to a more conducive mentality to being a fucking square. But in order to do that, I had to overcome a lot of shit. If I didn't overcome it, I would not have been able to reprogram the way I was thinking. Because the way I was thinking that needed reprogramming involved hella shit that I wasn't fitting to do no more. So, my question to somebody, if they ever will grow a pair, what use would it be for me to live a life believing in something and believing what goes on in something is going to help me if I don't do it? Not that I don't believe it. Not that it ain't right. Not that I haven't seen whatever it is working. It's just I'm in another space. So I either got to change my belief system so that I could leave this space, or I got to remain in this space by embracing that belief system. I chose to change. So, unlike you, I'm a big believer in change. It was more, I firmly believe change is good. especially when change is promoted by achieving some goal that you didn't set for yourself. And you got to remember, if you don't set goals, now, I'm also on another kick. Words mean something. And I don't want you thinking you know what I'm talking about. So when I say something, I'm going to break it down. Because if you don't set goals, not if you don't accept dreams, goals are realistic things that you can accomplish. And if you don't set goals, you're kidding yourself about being a man. You just are. How can you every day wake up and do the same things that you did yesterday, which admittedly, you know, helped you lose? See, why would any of you think you don't have to perform at your very best every single moment you are alive? The reason we are all guilty of that shit is shocking. And it's really because of what I'm getting ready to tell you. And you just have to, you don't have to, but if I was you, I would accept it as truth. And the reason we're all guilty of this is because deep down inside of each and every one of us is a goddamn lazy motherfucker just laying in wait to come out and be able to be at his laziest. That's why a lot of you don't think. That's why a lot of you don't take a stance. Because if you did, you would have to do something. You couldn't be lazy and be telling yourself how everything is fucked up, bitches ain't shit, woo woo woo, all this old whatever you tell yourself. See, you might not believe what I'm saying, but it's true. Most of you will fold under the slightest pressure and not even realize you're folding because of how much work it would take to stand strong. You don't even try because you already know that it's going to take some really effort to stand on what I'm believing. Then, you know, some of you motherfuckers get upset with me because I ain't babying you. I do not cater to you when you ask me a question, especially when you ask the question with a couple of options in it. You know, I could have went over here and did this, you know, but I'm thinking that I want to go do that. But, you know, bud, what would you do? You know, how would, man, fuck you. Now, if you don't have any options and you bring the question right, I might, you know, kick it with you about it. But if you got options and you're trying to get me to choose one for you, you out of luck, buddy. Where's your confidence? Here you have options, something to do in your life, and you asking me what I would do? That's just like me getting whatever action out tonight, and then I call one of you motherfuckers and ask you, what should I do? Shit, not only do you not know, you ain't even there. So I'm saying, you don't think like that when you're fucking with me. I'm supposed to tell you what to do. Please, I ain't doing that. Confidence requires you to accept your options. And you got to choose the best one for your circumstances. And if you have options and you can't choose one, that's because you don't have a belief system. That's because you have nothing to stand on when you want to make a decision. Otherwise, this bro's saying this, that, and the other. You know what? I'm going to leave. Now, what you would be standing on is whenever I see some bitch, you know, responding to me different than the way I really expect, I ain't wasting my time no more. That's something you believe. And as soon as you see it, you're supposed to turn around and leave. But you won't. See, that's the very purpose of my confidence course. To make you confident enough to believe in your goddamn self. If you don't believe in yourself and you take that course, when you begin to build confidence, the worst thing to do is have a situation and not make a decision on it. Have something jumping off where you have a couple of options and you won't make a decision. But that's hard. That take fucking nerve, especially, you know, in real time. So you got to ask yourself, why are most men afraid of making mistakes, especially when it comes to women? Can someone please press one? Give me what you think the answer to that is. I know if I wait long enough, oh shit, couple motherfuckers jumped on that. Okay. 713, I'm going with you first. What's up?
This is Dave. Most people don't try because they're afraid to face rejection. They're afraid of rejection. That's why they don't even bother trying.
Well, that is true. But that's
they don't
want to
get their little feelings hurt.
That's not really why. See, that's a result or an effect of what I'm going to get an answer as. You stay on the line. 216. What's up?
I'm going to say that a lot of people don't stand on it because you know, once you get shot down and you get that rejection, man, it's just a reminder. It's more of a reminder of what you ain't, you know what I'm saying, versus what you want to be. And I think it's a crippling type of effect, you know what I'm saying?
I do know what you're saying, but both of you guys are wrong as fuck. The reason most dudes are afraid of making mistakes is because they don't have a belief system. They don't have anything that they believe in that's going to make them see this bitch is the one that's missing when she says no. Instead, since they don't believe in themselves, they doggone believe that this bitch saying no is some kind of indication of where they're at in their social life. One of you motherfuckers got too much going on in the background. I'm putting both of y'all off. Fuck that. Okay, so what I'm saying is when a person, 216, I'm putting you back on. That might be Dave because I know Dave at work. Yeah, that was Dave. 216, what I'm saying is if you had a goddamn belief system and let's say your belief system is, man, I'm finna get it, whoever the fuck, woo, 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 and whatever that bitch say, unless it's what the hell I want it to be, woo, it ain't gonna affect me. However you think this is what you think.
Uh-huh.
And you go out and you say woo, woo, woo to baby, and she say, oh, man, you know, no, whatever. What would you do?
If it's not what I want to hear, first off, I mean, for me,
no,
if it's
wait,
not what
stop,
I want to hear.
Stop, no. I already drew the picture for you. And I'm not asking you anything about what you think. I'm asking you, what would you do?
I'm going to keep it moving.
Why would you keep it moving?
Because she's not receptive to me.
Listen to me,
what
bro.
I'm talking about.
Check this out, bro. This is what you guys got to understand. See, if you had a belief system, which I described for you, which you easily are going to say you have that belief system. If you did have it, no rejection would make you feel any kind of way. Because
right.
you would know that bitch stupid. She blind in one eye and can't see out the other. And her motherfucking smell, her sensory for smell is fucked up. She can't even smell my beauty. I smell a bitch beauty. You know, I could have my eyes closed. Woo woo. I know who you are. I might not know it in a real test, but I'm going to show tell a bitch trying to tell me no. I'm going to tell her how many ways
right.
she's stupid. Otherwise, I do that because I believe in the fuck who I am. My system is not going to allow me to let some bitch make me doubt who the fuck I am. So what I do when I go up to a bitch, let's say we at a bar, woo, 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 and I'm saying something, and, you know, 2-3 sentences in, the bitch say something to let me really, really know that I don't want to fuck with her. I tell that bitch, look, you know what, I ain't got time for this kind of shit, but you know what I respect is real shit. So I'm going to buy you a drink for letting me not waste my motherfucking time. And I buy
hey,
that
Rose,
bitch
you
a
say
drink.
That all the time, man, but, man, I would keep them dollars in my pocket. Like, I get what you're saying.
I don't give a fuck about no dollars, man. I give a fuck about my nuts.
Yeah, I dig it.
No, you don't dig it because you're talking about some dollars. You didn't hear me mention money one time, bro. This ain't got nothing to do with money. This got something to do with what the fuck you gonna do to have your nuts dragging on the ground. This ain't got nothing to do with money. When you relate it to money, you're running from the problem. Because what the fuck is $4 to your ass?
Okay, I got you.
You understand
it ain't nothing.
What I'm
it
saying?
It ain't gonna make or break nothing. Yeah. It's pennies, man.
Fucking
it's nothing.
Shit
man.
Ain't nothing, man. But
it's
you
like
buying
air, you know
telling
what I'm
that bitch
I'm
this is because
smoke.
You a real bitch and you let me know that you a real bitch that I don't want to fuck with.
Right.
Instead of me
right.
wasting my time, that fucking bitch will be following you around the club. What's up, man?
I was gonna say, man, have you ever had a situation where you turned it around that way? Where you bought a bitch a drink and
man,
then she...
Man, hell yeah, man. It's not often because bitches are tripping. But what happens, you don't turn it around right then, but let's say you had a place where this bitch didn't seen you before and you didn't seen her before because both of you frequent that place. When
mm-hmm.
she see you again, she see you in
she
a totally
shit,
different
yeah.
view. And when
yeah.
you say something to her ass and she say something to you, best believe you got action. Best
right.
believe she gonna say something to you too. Because a bitch to get put in her place, dream about that nigga. They don't give a fuck if it's a white boy and she black if it's a Mexican and she black, she don't give a fuck. Or any kind of mixed up kind of race situation. The bitch don't give a fuck. She dreams and she desires a motherfucker that can look past her beauty and put her motherfucking ass in check.
Right.
That's why I keep telling you motherfuckers, fuck how that bitch live. Look, I mean, I'm a nigga, I go for the number 3 bitch. Why? Because that 3 bitch gonna try very, very, very goddamn hard to please my motherfucking ass because she thinks she's a 3. And by the time she get through fucking with me, she gonna be at least a 8 or a 9 because she gonna be thinking better about herself. She gonna be dressing better. She gonna be doing better. She gonna be paying me. And she gonna have a whole bunch of more shit to think about than just look in the mirror every day and see this drabby bitch like she do. That's why she's a 3. I'm just saying, man, right thoughts bring about the right actions. So I'll give you another example. I got a little young turnout friend, and he called me. But, you know, man, I caught this friend, little white bitch. She cute, but she fat. You know, and she lazy. Woo, woo, woo. You know, this didn't get it right, blah, blah, blah. And he let her in with the little shit. And he was calling me because he was thinking about firing her. And I said, nigga, why would you fire a bitch? And he said, I just told you, you know, she blah, blah. I said, nigga, pimp a bitch away. Otherwise, if it ain't right, bitch, you must not be sleepy because you ain't coming in to this right. Now, the bitch been out 20 hours. All right, bitch, it ain't going to be right tonight. So go get you some sleep, and then it's going to get right tomorrow. But bitch ain't getting but 3-4 hours sleep. Then she getting that motherfucking ass up and getting me some more money. Why? Because she ain't paying me right. What's going to happen if she a punk? The bitch going to break, and she going to leave. And what happens with me when I look in the mirror? Pimp, nigga, because that's what you do. You pimp the bitch away. And I told this nigga that. So he did what I said. But what happened, the bitch stood up. She realized what he was saying was right. Because that's what a real bitch gonna do. What I'm saying is two things. You gotta be pimping if you a pimp. And you gotta know what hoes think if you a pimp. Because what I'm saying is, if a motherfucker ain't pushing a hoe, she gonna do the least possible. I mean, if you'll accept $120.
That's human nature in general.
I'm just saying, she's going to do the least possible. So what I'm saying is, when that motherfucker started matching, bitch, you ain't coming in. Not only did the bitch start getting the right money, the bitch didn't lost weight. The bitch didn't turned into a fly hoe. Why? Because this nigga call a real nigga, and this nigga say, you ain't doing no pimping, you young 20th century techno pimp motherfucker. Your ass supposed to be riding up and down that track saying something to that bitch. Bitch, get your lazy ass, give me some money. This ain't no goddamn home for wayward girls. I got hoes, bitch. You gotta say that shit. That's your job. You can't catch a big, fat, ugly, whatever, no money getting bitch and then just let her be that. That's on you if you do. I caught a bitch. I'll never forget this shit. Listen, man, you ain't gonna believe this, but when you go to somewhere like Walmart or whatever, they got all kind of shit, but they biggest, their fucking largest anything for a woman is like a 26, something like that. So
I thought it was like 16, man, damn.
Fuck no, they got a 26. Well, it might be 20s, but what I'm saying is it's not really, really, really too much more than that, but what I'm saying is this. I take this big old bitch. I caught her. She's a cute motherfucker. And I'm thinking I'm going to pimp on baby, you know, make her lose some weight, woo, 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 any motherfucking way. So I'm saying, is she too big for me to, nah, man, baby look like a 22, 24. So they had 26s. Yeah, they did, because I was thinking this. I take this bitch to wherever the fuck. And they only had a 20. And if this bitch could get one of her legs in a 20, kill me. Okay, so I'm saying, God damn, let me take this bitch to Lane Bryant. So you heard of Lane Bryant. That's what a fat bitch is. So I take the bitch to Lane Bryant. I take the bitch to Lane Bryant. And, you know, I say, give her, you know, because I already seen she couldn't get a leg in a 20. So I say, give her a 24. The bitch got her leg in it, but she sure couldn't stand on one foot and put another foot in that motherfucker. So I told that lady, look, because you know the bitch, she ain't never went and bought shit because she's so fat. She don't know. She was saying this. I don't know. So I say, look, you just handle it. And whatever it is, you know what I'm handling. So I go sit down. The bitch end up get fitting into a 28. It was the biggest thing they had at Lane Bryant. This motherfucker. But listen, the bitch went out, you know, because she's this big bitch. She's sitting down. She's cute. And she ain't getting no money. And the bitch told me, she said, you know, I might just seem like I'm a waste of time. I said, no, bitch, you being stupid. Your big old motherfucking elephant looking ass is standing around all them goddamn cheetah looking bitches, and motherfuckers don't fuck with you.
Don't you
know there's motherfuckers that like big, plump, fine motherfuckers like you? Go find you a corner. So now, I'm only, you know, I'm pimping. I ain't had no bitch this big. I just, you know, she say she can't get no money, so I got to tell her something that's going to make her go try to get some money, something she wasn't thinking of, so I shot that shit on her. I didn't really know that. Man, that bitch went, like, was standing on some corner, some obscure corner, and that bitch started making money. Now, over 6 months, that bitch lost like 100 and some pounds. She was fucked up, though. She was on meth. I didn't know that. But what I'm saying, I'm thinking this pimping got this bitch losing weight. Now this bitch got this cute face, and she's like a big, thick, you know, like 16 or 18 size. Man, I got a fly-ass bitch now. What happened? Them drugs took over. And once I really realized that the bitch was fucking with drugs, bitch, I wouldn't give a fuck what you did for me. Fuck you. You know, but my point is if you see game, if you see the reality of what the fuck you can do and you believe in it, because any bitch, three, she's a three on a scale of 1 to 10. The bitch fuck with me 2 weeks, kill me if she don't at least be an 8. And if she really was a bad bitch, just had some fucked up habits, that bitch can be an 11 on a scale of 1 to 10. Because she's a fine bitch, 10, but she getting money. Come on, nigga, paying me. This is how a nigga got to think. This is how you have to think. Not if you want to pimp a bitch, but if you want to have the best out of any bitch you fucking with.
Right, right.
You
and
understand what I'm
me,
saying?
Yeah, I do. It took me a minute to really get that, you know. I used to, you know, I do it for myself. Like, I don't really look at it like that, you know. Getting pussy was basically the ceiling, you know what I'm saying? And it was just like, you know, can't no bitch do nothing for me. I can't do it for myself type of thing, but, you
yeah,
know.
Yeah, but then you're doing shit for yourself, man. Fuck that, man. You know, getting pussy is only a perk. Fuck.
Yeah,
charging
right.
A bitch mentally is what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to have this bitch want to help you pursue your goals. You're supposed to want this bitch not want to forget her goals, but want to make sure she can do whatever to be included in what the fuck you doing. And if you ain't got the bitch thinking that, you have stepping because the bitch going to leave you, period. That's why so
right,
many niggas
yeah.
get left. Because bitches ain't got time to be trying to teach no nigga to do some shit. So what I'm saying,
right.
They looking for a motherfucker that got game. And whether you know it or not, game is wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. Wisdom is what you do with what you know. Hey, man, I got to spray these flies, man, some flies. Got my dogs in here, man. Hold on. Fly didn't land on me twice, man. I can't stand that shit. In any motherfucking way, wisdom is what you know. Knowledge is what you know. Wisdom is what you do with what you know. And understanding is how you can let someone else know what you know. See, that's what game is. When you have that, that's when you really develop principles. And when you develop principles, they become tenets. You know, once you see this principle, man, I ain't going to do this, you know, and it's really keeping you out of trouble, that's going to be something you ain't going to break. You're never going to do it. Become a principle. And what I'm saying is once you didn't use this principle enough to where it kind of, you know, is a part of you, it becomes a tenet. And once it's a tenet, you don't think about it anymore because you do it automatically in every situation. So what I'm saying is you got to get to the tenet point before anything you think becomes part of your belief system. Because if you don't do it enough, you're going to fuck around and just get part of what we talking about. And that damn, man, that fucking fly, I'm sorry. I hate flies, man. I'm just saying that tenant, man, it has to become a tenant. Let me get 917. Stay on 216. 917, what's up?
Yes, I just appreciate I've invested in increments in your course with one to first, and then I got the package, and it's really helped me, and I'm glad that I can really identify what you're saying to a different capacity just about being with people. I listened to the conversation that you were bestowing to the other caller, and I just really listened to it, not from the perspective, but just in life, and it's very important to be with people, and everyone has different ways of going about life. But it's very important to be in tune and to use your vernacular. And the bliss is being able to be cohesive but be successful certain things that you like you were saying something about experience and the metaphors, it comes with time. The reality of certain situations, like I listened to something you put on your thing about something about the thinking positively and looking at situation, it's everyone gets the apparency, but being able to see through it. And I'm really glad that, you know, I'm getting inklings in the way that I'm in life, and I was able to really see beyond what the media portrays you, or you know, you've had a lot of success, you've had serious situations.
Hey, but check this out, bro. Check this out.
Yes,
let me say
I'm listening.
The bliss. You said the bliss. What I don't remember exactly what you said was the bliss, but the bliss is actually being able to think something concerning a real-time situation and dealing with what you think right away and the damn shit come out proper. Now, this is blissful, especially when you're dealing with a woman. You know, she want to do this, and you say, you know what, this bitch is trying to play me, blah, 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 so I'm going to do this. And when I do this, I'm going to just act like I don't even know, and the bitch, she going to snap out of it. And you do it. Now, you can't lose this girl. You said, fuck it, I'm tired of this shit. And you do it, and she snaps. Why? You manned up because you got principles, you got something you believe in, and you ain't letting her come between it. Women want that in dudes. They want dudes with a solid foundation, so when they start crying, then you ain't going to listen to it. Because if you listen to her crying, that means you got women on the side. That's how bros think.
I really appreciate the metaphor, and I'm really going to really listen to it. And I'm glad you really gave me a chance just to convey what I'm learning from your experience of being in various instances and not using see the
okay,
ethnicity
but wait,
as a crutch.
Because you know part
yes.
of my shit is not saying weak shit. No, man, I didn't
correct.
Give you shit. You took it. All I am is doing what I do. I'm on my goddamn radio show. You the one punch one, bro.
I enjoy it. Yes, yes, yes.
You
yes,
punch
yes.
one. You see how many motherfuckers on this goddamn call?
Yes,
they ain't gonna
yes,
punch
indeed.
One. You know,
yes.
only the people that, you know, believe something about themselves that they think maybe I can help them with, they gonna punch one. 216, 216, matter of fact, let me ask you this. From what you explained and what we talked about, what'd you get?
I got a lot, man. But basically, it's just coming down to being a man and standing on your principles. You know what I'm saying? If you don't have no principles, you're going to be wavered by any, not even just women, you know what I'm saying, but just in life,
exactly.
like any type of opposition.
You have
get,
to have
you know,
a belief system, and you got to use the right words. The word is belief system, something that's going to support you no matter what the hell is going on. If you believe you're supposed to have an idea, when you have an idea and you didn't research blah, 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 and you didn't do what you think to believe it, and you this is your idea and you bring it up and somebody come with a great argument that has two or three things you didn't think about in it, you can't let that sway
you. Still stand
you
on your
you
shit
can
though,
consider
man.
What the hell they said, but they shit is on a doggone assumption too. So what if the
right.
two or three things they talking about is wrong? So what I'm
you
saying is,
with it, you know what I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying? So you got to believe in something, man.
Yeah.
I believe, I truly believe this. When something jumping off that I did not expect, I believe the first thing I think about it is what I should do. And I'm going to do it. Period. I don't care
what
it is. Huh?
I that's my main thing is I always like I'll have a strong
second
thought
guess
about
yourself.
Something.
Fuck that. I'm not with
yeah.
that. What I'm saying is if you had a principle and you a belief system and you knew what the fuck you believed, you wouldn't second guess yourself. Because when you think about something, you ain't gonna think to go rob no bank. 347, I'm gonna get you in 1 second. You're not gonna think to rob no bank. You ain't gonna think to do, you know, any kind of crazy ass goddamn shit. So why would you not do the first thing you thought? The first thing you think 9 out of 10 times includes every single thing that's going in that's involved with the particular situation. Your second thought has basically divided that into whatever categories you think. And you do that in a nanosecond. If you go with what you think, since you know you're not going to think to kill somebody or kidnap a kid, you know, you may think what something is actually is the wrong thing to do. But all you got to do is change it at that point. But what you got out of the situation is you believing in yourself. You're not believing in somebody that has studied on whatever, online or in school, whatever this situation, but has never lived it. Motherfucker can't tell you shit. 347, what's up, man?
Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and let y'all finish, but I got to know, man. It's episode 3 of Dropping for Dime dropping this week, man.
It's supposed to be, and it's supposed to mm-hmm. drop Thursday. You know, but
mm-hmm.
that's what I'm saying. If I ain't, you know, if I don't have last word and shit, I got to go with what they saying. That's why I didn't actually put Thursday up. They just, when I put that that trailer up, they told me it would be this Thursday. I think that was like 7-8 days ago. What's the day? Sunday. Yeah, this past Thursday. But what I'm saying, man, is definitely, you know, it's coming up, man. I just got to wait till they give it to me.
All right, for sure.
All right. Hey, you two brothers, this is really good conversation, and I want you both to understand that manning up is just a saying if you don't have a belief system. If you don't have something you firmly believe in that's going to make you be a man, because, see, that's what being a man is. Being a man is not age. Being a man is knowing this, that, and the other needs to be done for this, that, and the other to go, and you going to do it. You know, this, that, and the other is not my life, and you insert it into your life and try to do it. No. This, that, and the other is whatever it is in your life, and you do it. And if you doing it, you manning up. Hey, you know, I hate to say this, but I have never in my life seen so many over 25-year-old dudes living with their parents. Jesus Christ, when I was 17, man, ain't no way any of my partners was going to be at our mama's house. Man, because it's too many rules. You know, you got to do this. You can't smoke. You can't cuss. You can't come in late. You can't do this. You can't do that. Man, who in the fuck want to live with that? But see, today's parents, they don't have those rules. You know, and so the kids.
It's a whole different thing. No, man.
I'm saying, bro, kids can come in, you know, selling shit. I did that. I brought shit, you know, but I had a hole that I put that shit in outside because mama and daddy wasn't playing bringing that shit in the house. You cannot. You don't get to go to jail, motherfucker. You die. That's what we came up under, you know, disrespecting the house like that. I go dig my shit up every motherfucking day. Put my shit up when I came home. Why? Because that's what mama had me doing. I couldn't wait to get out of that shit.
Right.
17, you know, I left. Well, actually, I was gone before 17. I went out one night, fuck this bitch. You know, I think I must have been 16. And you know, all right, baby, you know, I'm finna nod for a second. Literally wake up, it's the next day. Oh, my God, it's early in the morning, so I act cool, woo-woo-woo. And then I speed home. Then you pull up, pops outside, water in the grass. Ain't no way in the world you can stay at his house and be out all night. So I get out the car. Pops say, "You come to get your clothes, boy?" I said, "Yes." I moved out right then. Because if I wouldn't have, he would have killed me. He would have killed me for disrespecting his house. Not coming in. He think, if other, Otherwise, you come in the next morning, that's respecting his house, because you didn't come in at 2 or 3 or 4 in the morning disrespecting his house. Man, we have to grow up under that kind of shit. That's why we, I ain't saying we better, I ain't going to say we're better men, but we're better equipped to be men with these callous-ass women of today. Anybody got anything on that? If not, I'm going to go ahead on with what I'm talking about. Okay, I'm putting y'all back. So, what I'm really saying is most dudes don't realize you just can't come out the gate. You cannot start doing something and not make mistakes. You just can't. You got to be willing to make the mistake. And if that's the case, you was fishing and you caught a fish that's too little to keep, and you throw that motherfucker back in the pond. It showed you a lot about fishing, but as far as you becoming who you're going to become, you don't want that little fish. You throw it back. So, your problems, most of you guys' problems, stem from not knowing what to do when or after you make a mistake. Excuse me, hold on 1 second. Let me get some water. You see, you know me, I ain't never changed. I start kicking this shit, I got the hiccups. So, we gonna talk about that shit tonight, making mistakes, you know, learning the ropes, so that you'll understand what to fucking do. See, making mistakes and accepting that you made a mistake is the only way for you to grow out of the fear of making mistakes. A big part, I mean a giant part of growing, is being brave enough to take the chance on being wrong. That's what you guys, I'm telling you, you don't want to be wrong. You don't want to be seen as made a mistake. But let's say you do something wrong. Talking to this broad. And you see her expression. You see her demeanor. You know, basically she even said some shit to let you know you did something wrong. How impressed would that bitch be to see you clean that shit up and reel her motherfucking ass right back in to where you was before you made the mistake? Because that's what I do. Bitch, please, you shouldn't even let me know I made a mistake if you want to be mad at me. Because I'm finna clean the shit up. And this is what, in baseball, we call slide in a second. Yeah, that's a slide. I don't slide, but I know how to slide. And I'm saying the bitch, you know, heard what I said in some kind of way or it was the wrong thing to say. You know, instead of me running that bitch over, I'm a slide. And she ain't gonna be able to tag me because I know how to slide. I just don't like to because, you know, you can rub your skin and get that cherry. I don't want that bullshit. But I know how to do it. So my point, what I'm trying to get you to understand, is you got to grow out of looking at what the messenger looks like so that you can fully receive the message. The message can come to you in, 300 different ways. Why would you want to try to memorize each one of them? If you had a belief system, it would allow you, your belief system is to protect bullshit from getting you to make the wrong decision when it comes to driving. So, you believe what you believe. And there's 300 things to, you know, watch out for. All you got to do is have your belief system watch out for harmful shit. Watch out for dangerous shit. Your belief system is going to detect all 300 of them motherfuckers. You ain't got to worry about which one is which and blah. Your belief system, just by having it and you standing on it, will identify every one of them motherfuckers, all 300 of them. And you, of course, you can employ the same thing for them all, or you can modify shit, which me, I modify. You know, I don't like doing the exact same thing. I do like doing the same thing, handling the shit, making sure that it ain't going to interfere with me. But the way I handle it got to have some variety in it because I'm usually fucking with a lot of women. Now, what am I telling you? I'm asking you this. Do you think you're supposed to get important information only from people you approve of? I'm talking about information about being a man, sex, women. I mean, goddamn. It is a fact that just as you are what you eat, you are who you hang out with, and you are how you receive information. If you want some information that's non-confrontational, you're going to be a Twitter or a instant message or a text guy. Because that's non-confrontational. Because if you in real life and the bitch is confrontational, you best believe you're going to be. It's just so many things that you're not actually looking at. Because it's a fact that just are you, you are what you eat, you are who you fuck with. You just are. You are what you think, and you will act or react on what you feel or get from whatever the hell you're thinking. These are situations and things that you just can't change. That's why you got to know what you think and what you feel. When you feel fear from what your goals force you to do, you got to stop buckling under the pressure. You got to stand strong to it and try to reach your goal. And if it knocks you down, it's only doing it so you can stand up and try again. Because those are failures if you want to see them that way. But I prefer to see my failures as building blocks for my future. Anytime you don't get what you're looking for, in my mind, it becomes a building block that's shaping my character and shaping what it's going to take shaping what it's going to take to make me the motherfucker that I want to be. Dudes who think like me think a woman should, like, worship us. And we ain't never grateful that this motherfucker gave us some pussy. I mean, even if this woman don't agree with it, or she like believes something else, you should let her see, you should let her hear you say, she's the lucky one in this relationship. Now, let me ask you this. I'm serious. I'm really going to ask this. And if you don't think this way about yourself, as far as what I'm saying, she's lucky, woo-woo-woo. If you don't think this way about yourself, what makes you think she will? How is she going to feel this way about you if you don't feel this way about you? Women don't like ignorant motherfuckers. But they don't really care how smart you are either. They only care about two things. And those things are very important to her. If you want to have a woman, you better understand they care if you can fuck the shit out of her. And she care how sharp you are when it comes to handling her in a situation, heated, whatever. So if you want a woman to stay attracted to you, you have to represent the alpha male. Whenever you're dealing with any kind of problems around her, because she got to see a person with intent. Nothing you're doing is by accident. If you represent anything else, I mean, you might get the fucker, but you're going to be chasing her. And she's going to lead you straight to your bank account. My fucking confidence course provides you with real confidence building information. And this information is guaranteed to teach you to have a firm grasp on life. And it also teaches you how to interact in and at social events where women are. But nowhere in my course does it say, I will take your hand and help you decide what to do in a given situation. I never claimed I'm going to accept 100 emails asking the goddamn same question 99 different ways. I believe it's totally unfair of motherfuckers to even think I should be subjected to this bombardment of weak bullshit. My confidence has to do with you taking information and using it, not questioning it. If you have legitimate questions, by all means, ask them motherfuckers. But don't ask, is it best to do this or that? Don't ask that kind of goddamn shit. I'm going to go off and act as if you're bothering me. Because you want to know why? When you have actually bought the course and you learn what the course is about, the only time you ask a question is when you don't have a choice. Because when you say this or that, you have a choice. So make it. My course builds real confidence, and the fact that you now have options shows you it's working in you. Because once you take it, you're going to see options. That's why you got to make choices when you actually have options. Isn't that what a confident man would do? Just think about it. Stop wanting some motherfucker to make the important decisions in your life. And if you don't know how to actually make those decisions, fuck with me with the confidence course. That's what SWU does. It makes you see through the bullshit. And the bullshit is all the things your fear has made you think about whatever it is you're thinking fearful things about. More importantly, you're going to gain the ability to produce, do you hear me? Produce the desired results that you want in any endeavor you undertake and in any environment. I mean, I don't have the number, but, you know, all these years, you may just have been fucking with me. Maybe 6 months. I've been doing this for 10 years. Someone would have said, you ain't shit, Rosebud, by now. Helping you build and maintain your confidence is what I'm about. AskRosebud.com, AskRosebud@gmail.com. You know, tonight's subject is the belief system you need and how dealing with change affects it. You know, some of you guys have been following me for some years, and I know I ain't really a verbal person when it comes to sex. But shit, men like us want to develop the head on our shoulders. And that in itself, just developing the head on our shoulders, is going to assist the head between our legs. I don't want you to get the impression that I don't think pussy is important. I know pussy is important. I'm a Scorpio. I'll fuck. If fuck could be fuck. But what I'm saying is, you know, a lot of you guys avoid the conversation of sex, or you overemphasize sex. That's because you either are, it's a coin, heads or tails. Tails too much, heads enough. It's either or, but it shouldn't be that. You should know either or, but you should be on one side. Now, whatever it is, if it's important to you, so be it. I just want you to remember, I don't trip about that kind of goddamn shit because I got a whole bunch of other shit that supersedes that shit. And this show is more about manhood and how important a role confidence plays in your growth. All right, so I got like a few more minutes, 8, 9 more minutes. I'm sure there's one of you out there that have something to say, but maybe not. Maybe not. Because this show is really about learning how to control and master what it takes to display your mentality about your position in life at any time and anywhere in any situation. But, of course, most of you guys don't have my course, so you can't do that. You know, only when I have people that have actually took my course do I get people to stand up and put themselves on Front Street when they fucking, when I ask this kind of shit. But I see some people from my groups, I mean my school, that fucking, you know, could answer, but I told them, man, I don't want you guys answering. I just don't. I want the people that's listening that don't really have my shit, the people that don't really deal with me, I want them to answer. Because those are the ones that haven't seen the light. I'm shining a bright light. But it's so foggy. The atmosphere, so foggy, so much bullshit you got to go through to see this light. But I'm shining it. And at the same time, I'm on the foghorn blasting what to do. So what I want all of you motherfuckers to do, don't get mad at me because I'm not agreeing. Just appreciate the fact that if I don't agree, I'm going to say some shit to clarify where I'm coming from. Then, it's up to you. It's up to you. And how you feel about your choices. I'm fucking crazy about my choices. I don't give a goddamn. If I'm in the Taco Bell lane to buy something, in the drive-thru lane, and I'm like two cars behind, and the motherfucker in front of me is just one car, and no cars is behind me, and I think that I changed my mind. I'm backing out. I don't give a fuck. I'm backing out and going to do something else. And 9 out of 10 times, when I back out for whatever reason was, it was taking too long, whatever, blah, 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 I'm going to drive off and go on home. I'm damn near ain't going to get no food. Because the goddamn food wasn't really the issue. I wanted whatever the hell. Let's say it was a Jack in the Box. I wanted whatever sourdough, that fucking sourdough. Matter of fact, I'm going to get one. Give one of them sourdough syrup. Yeah, I wanted that. But whatever, they take it to them. Yeah, fuck that. And then I end up going home, eating meat or cooking. I'm just saying, fellas, you got to have choices. And you got to be willing to make the choice soon as it appears. Not after you think about it. Soon as it appears, my family, daughter, ex-wife, they think I don't have no patience. I just ain't waiting for shit. And it could be no patience, but I don't really see it that way. But that's where I'm coming from. I ain't waiting for a motherfucking thing except to die. That's what I'm waiting for. Everything else I'm taking. All right, you guys, I'm fucking gone.